One, two, three, four!
Colorful work history.
Who's the worst boss you've had?
That's insane. Like, you could have been killed.
You have no transferable skills whatsoever.
Ripping guitar. Oh, God.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Help Wanted on X-Ray FM. I'm your host, Shane Torres, and this is the show where I interview creative types, comedians, actors, musicians, mostly comedians because I don't know anyone else, about the terrible day jobs they've had to endure. And this week, we have a very special guest. Recently crowned Portland's funniest person as of last night. Not even 24 hours old yet.
Yeah.
Mr. Stephen Wilbur is here.
It's great to be here. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Before we get rolling with the show, you will please tell everyone where to find you on Twitter, on the internet, all your kind of all your stuff?
Yeah, you can find me at Shane Torres on Twitter.
I hate you. We'll get into that. We're definitely going to get into that.
Probably the worst day job I've ever had.
Keep going. Where can they really find you?
It's Wilbur with an E, at Wilbur with an E.
Okay.
So you spell it Wilbur, and you use an E when you spell it, and then you also spell out
with an E.
It's better visual. It looks better. Yeah. Well, looking at a monitor.
Considering that's how most social media works, it's pretty bad. Where do they follow you on Vine? You're big on Vine.
I think you can just, I don't know how Vine works. I think you can either search Wilbur with an E or Stephen Wilbur and it'll come up.
Okay, great. That works. Awesome. Yeah. Compelling.
It might work. I don't
But you Vine a lot though.
Not so much lately, but yeah, I've been known to.
You have quite a following on there. How many followers do you have?
It's like 24,000.
It's disgusting. 24,000 followers. Oh, God. You're going to do so much better. Well, thank you for being here. For those of you who don't know the show, I interview these people. And, Stephen, let's just get into it. What was your first job?
My first job, like real job, the one where you got to sign tax paper.
Did you have stuff before that? Like babysitting or yard work?
Yeah, that crap like that.
Yeah, if you don't have anything great about that, then let's give it.
The first place I worked at was a place in my hometown, Pomeroy, Washington.
Small town.
Yep.
How many people live there?
1,400.
You could definitely make the paper there after winning.
I don't know. I think I'm
going to email the Pomeroy. The Pomeroy. What do you think the Pomeroy paper is? The Pomeroy paper. It might be the Pomeroy paper.
It's called the East Washingtonian.
That's like all of Eastern Washington. You might be the most famous person from Pomeroy.
There was some sort of Olympian.
Oh, okay. Maybe not then. I'm not sure, if there was an Olympian, you're not.
Maybe an Olympian. Maybe an Olympic qualifier. I don't know.
Yeah. Olympic qualifier.
But the first
job, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's get on track.
Was at a place called Planetary Pizza and Laundromat. Oh, I think it was Planetary Pizza and Ye Old Washboard Laundromat.
What's this at a Renaissance fair in the middle of an Italian neighborhood? Planetary Pizza.
It was just a pizza restaurant, and then it was connected to a laundromat.
And you worked at – you did jobs at both?
Yeah. It was owned by the same people and connecting wall and stuff.
That's a kind of a weird little business for a town like that.
Yeah, and it didn't – well
– I mean, you usually see those kind of things in like Austin or San Francisco or like one of those kind of like
– It wasn't – playing on the quirkiness of combining the two. It was like, because like we had a pharmacy that was also a Radio Shack. You know, like
It was like we have these many buildings, and we have to get all of these necessary things in them.
But yeah, we also sold compact discs.
Sold CDs. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Oh, we got, and we got Harlequin novels.
Are you serious?
Yes. What? There was a wall of Harlequin novels.
Were they just CDs of those novels, like books on tape? Like,
no,
that
they were weird. My dad also worked there.
Okay.
And it was also
Stephen Wilbur Sr.?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was also a there was a deal with Planetary Pizza and Laundromat. And
like
the social
card?
Service office.
What?
So we had a lot of like and I guess maybe myself, I don't know. I never I was too afraid to ask, but we would you'd get mentally disabled people working and stuff like that.
At
yeah.
The
and like
at the laundromat and at the
underprivileged people and stuff like that.
Well, that's a good that's
there,
a really
yeah.
good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And me and my dad worked there and, as well.
Yeah, so, yeah. But so one guy owned both these places, or one family, or one lady?
Yeah, just this couple owned the place, and it was like you could easily walk into the laundromat part from theirs.
Yeah, I guess so. This is definitely the kind of town, like the kind of place where, like, oh, if you're like, I'm going to the pizza place, it was they knew exactly where you were. Like,
well,
you could
it was
be
the only pizza place.
Yeah, yeah, there was like, it was the only laundromat. It was the only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't called like Suds and Slices or anything.
Nope.
No, no. Well, that seems like it would have been,
yeah.
I'll stop there next time I'm in Pomeroy. I won't ever go to Pomeroy.
My dad had an idea to bring in business. He had a he had this Flying V guitar, and he forged legendary guitarist Buddy Guy's autograph.
No, he didn't.
On it. And he hung it above the CD case. Not for sale or anything,
just
but just
like
hey, look at this piece
of
Americana.
You know who played that? It's a flying – it's like the least guitar he would have played. Well, it could have been better if it was like a euphonium or some kind of terrible instrument.
Just one of those guitars that looks like the M in Metallica.
Yeah, it's just says Kurt Cobain on it or something. How long did you work there?
Oh, like a summer. It was the summer after graduation.
Oh, you didn't work till after high school, really?
Well, like little jobs, like
you were saying, like you did little kind of
yeah, I used
end
to
meet jobs and stuff.
I would like,
but you weren't. I guess you weren't employed, is what I mean to say. Really?
Yeah, it was the first one that I interviewed for. I had to fill out the tax paperwork and stuff.
So after graduation, what happens?
I moved to college.
Where'd you go?
Eastern Washington University. Spokane, Washington.
Oh, I've been there. That's all right. I've done
comedy there?
I went to the university to it's not important. Mm-hmm. But were you working when you were in college?
Yeah, I worked for a while. I worked at the food services, like the food court.
Oh, were you
of the college?
Were you on scholarship or something? Were you like a
no,
were you like a poor kid from a small town?
This poor kid, yeah,
trying to do well.
Yeah, but I was a fry cook for a little bit,
yeah,
couple quarters,
How'd that treat you?
I didn't like smelling like
it's
meat.
The worst. It's really gross, right?
I didn't think that was something that would happen, but it. Clearly does. Yeah, and it makes sense that it would happen, but it was
like,
not me. I always said, not me.
I'm never going to be like that guy.
I'm not going to reek of dead animal.
Yeah. And I had various fast food jobs, and that was always the worst part, was like getting off work and you're like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends, but having to go shower and clean up. Like, it's like your job's not over for another hour until you scrub all the dead meat smell off you. So when you were there, was this part of like your schooling? Like, did you have a scholarship? Did you have to work there?
It was part of the financial aid package. Was I had to work on campus for a little bit.
And then, is it mostly other kids like in the same situation as you?
Yeah, it was all students.
Anybody wanted to do a good job there? Like, it's just at those jobs, to me, there's always like the person who wants to do really
there was no one like right away, Mr. Schaefer.
That one's like I'm number two. Like,
I separated all these frozen potatoes, like you said.
Yeah, like, I suppose you're all students going to college, so you know you're like you're not trying to build a career at the food court.
You just have to do it as per your work study.
Yeah. What were you majoring in?
When I started, I was gonna be a computer science major. That didn't last very long, but. I went for film and art.
Ah.
It was a combination of both.
Did you finish?
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. And so after college, you...
After college, I started working in... I studied in film. I started working with a local film production company in Spokane.
Okay.
And did a couple of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything anybody would know?
No. What? A couple of there was a movie called Frank about a lovable dog that had Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite in it.
Okay.
There was a movie called Dog Gone about a lovable dog.
Is this just a film company that makes dog like movies about dogs?
They make a few,
if that,
but it's
like
not.
I don't think it doesn't sound like a film company right now.
What's your definition of cinema?
I guess that's a good point. Don't get all art for me.
And that one had like French Stewart.
Are you serious?
And Garrett Morris. I met Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris. Who's Garrett Morris?
One of the original. Not ready for primetime players at Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Garrett Morris. Garrett Morris. Mm-hmm. Of course I knew that. Wow, you met Garrett Morris?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
He was part of the original cast.
Yeah.
That would be a weird thing to see Garrett Morris walking around Spokane, Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, people are like, why is he?
Especially, like, he, you know.
Because he's kind of a nondescript person in some ways.
Yeah, and he's not like a movie star or anything.
Yeah.
He's just. He's doing movies about dogs, lovable dogs with diamonds in their belly.
That's what that movie was about.
It was about.
Tell me about this.
It was about a group of criminals who. One of them was. French Stewart was the ringleader. And then there was. One of Chris Farley's brothers.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was one of the bad guys. And then his other brother. Was also in the movie as like the dad, but these band of
like,
criminals.
Why do these criminals look so much like my father?
Why do they love physical comedy so much?
What was French Stewart? It was Third Rock from the Sun. That was him. Yeah, okay.
But they were criminals who hid a.
It's just like a not a.
They great. Hid diamonds inside a dog.
Okay,
they and hid then the dog that, got away.
Usually, the dog eats diamonds, or like yeah, like usually like that's how it happens. And movies, stupid movies like that. Like,
yeah, yeah, they were like, oh, the dog.
No. Now get me that Pomeranian. Yeah.
They were smuggling diamonds
in
through
Spokane?
The dog. And then the dog got out and
they had to
befriended a young boy. And then it becomes.
Were you the young boy?
No, I worked on it. I didn't. I wasn't in the movie.
Okay. But so you're there. What were you doing on set? Were you filming or like what were you doing?
I was like a production assistant. So I was like doing lots of things like, yeah, running
coffee
stuff, and driving people around. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Any juicy stories about French Stewart? No one's ever asked that question. No one wants to know about French Stewart.
He was married at the time to Dennis Hopper's ex-wife.
What the?
And
are
he,
you serious?
So he was stepfather. He was stepfather to Dennis Hopper's child. How do you parent
Dennis Hopper's
child?
That's a good point. Like, and to also have the same job,
yeah,
as his father. Essentially, but not.
But less. Than.
But yeah, way, yeah. way, way less. What are you going to tell me? Like, because that's an interesting.
You're not my real father.
Yeah. He says that and he's like, right, Harvey Keitel's son?
There's a little Harvey Keitel.
Oh. But like, the cosmic justice of that is like, that usually the stepfather is the one who like is like a former professional football player or something. Yeah. And the dad is just like living in a studio apartment in Spokane. But French Stewart, how do you go from Dennis Hopper to French Stewart? Man, that's a bad swing.
He's funny.
You like French Stewart.
He was really nice.
I'm sure he was. He has to be.
Real name, Milton.
Stewart?
I think it's Milton French Stewart.
Oh, so it's not that he goes by his middle name.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's better. That's actually a pretty good name. MFS, Milton French Stewart. That's not bad. So I'm curious, how does this movie resolve itself and who played the little boy?
Some little boy played the little boy.
Sherry O'Terry's nephew or something.
They keep the dog. The bad guys get theirs. They get their comeuppance and they keep the dog. The boy keeps the dog. I think that's how it goes.
And this was
and Garrett Morris was a dog catcher in it.
And he's not a good guy or a bad guy. He's just a person.
He's just doing his job.
Yeah. Garrett Morris just doing his job. Well, what was it called again?
Dog Gone.
Dog Gone. Wow.
Like Dog Gone. Yeah. Like the dog is gone.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think that everybody's got. So I think people will be able to piece that one together. So who was in the other movie about dogs?
Well, there's Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. I didn't work on that one for very long.
Mm.
I worked on a movie with Dave Coulier.
Really?
Yeah.
Christian comedian Dave Coulier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The guy who hurt Alanis Morissette so badly.
Is that really about him?
It's gotta be.
I don't think it's about him.
It's about
him. Who would ever care that much about Dave Coulier?
Exactly.
I'm right.
Well,
come on, you really don't think it was him?
I think it was him.
Why would it be Dave Coulier?
Why not? Why can't it be? He's a person. He's a person with feelings who gets angry just because he's lovable Joey on the ABC television sitcom
Full House.
Is that ABC?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, man. Like, it can't be. That seems ridiculous. I heard it was about Ryan Reynolds.
That doesn't even make
sense. And that makes way more sense. That makes way more sense.
Ryan Reynolds when
that
song came out?
He's not that young.
Is he 40?
Yeah, she's probably close to her age.
All right.
Yeah. You know he runs a Christian comedians tour?
I didn't know it was Christian. I thought he was just clean.
No. I researched it. He is a clean comic.
Mm-hmm.
But Candace Bergen, that played DJ.
Candace Cameron.
Who's Candace Bergen? I'm thinking Murphy Brown. What movie was she in Spokane?
Doggone 2.
Doggone 2. Hot Doggone 2.
Where'd all these hot dogs go?
They had all our diamonds and hot dogs. Yeah, they do a Christian comedian, or they did as a few years ago. The last time I checked, but like she's like the feature act.
Oh, wow!
Do you know if he was religious when he was on that show?
He wasn't religious working on that movie.
Really?
Like he was.
Tell me more. I want gossip.
I mean, he wasn't like a huge potty mouth, but
he would
drink and stuff. Wow. He called. I was wearing a fluffy hat.
This is what, 8 years ago or so?
Yeah. He called me gay because of my fluffy hat.
Why were you wearing a fluffy hat?
It was cold.
Well, so it was serving a purpose. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like
it was winter.
It wasn't. You're not really an eccentric. Like as far as your clothes.
No, it was just like a puffy with the ear flaps.
Okay, okay. I thought it was like
not like a Jamiroquai hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
that's
anything.
What I thought you were going with. So you work at this film production company. Mm-hmm. You do a couple of films. Did you enjoy it? Was this like was the work in, like is it interesting or is it like Are you just around in the work you want to do?
It's hard because I don't know if it's – I don't have the frame of reference. If it's the industry in general, I have a suspicion that it is, or if it was just the practices of this production company. But it wasn't fun. It wasn't – I mean, it's hard, long days.
Yeah, I imagine the hours are pretty
– But it was just – it wasn't like a – it wasn't ever a positive workplace.
Oh, really?
It wasn't people like, we're making magic happen. Clearly, they weren't. They were making movies that would go exclusively to Walmart.
Or Planetary Pizza.
when they get
that DVD game.
It was really, it wasn't like an art. It wasn't about artists or anything. It was just people doing a job. But there was like a lot of crappy politics and just a lot of back talking and
so it was like these people who were like more obviously it started in some position similar to you, like it either like gone to film
wide-eyed
school. Yeah and then they're just like they're just
I'm gonna be Coppola
they get what they want and they just kind of their dream is slowly crushing them. He's like I like the idea of like one guy there being just like really proud of it, all the work you guys are doing. Like he's very into. Like he's just like he's like, Steven, get over here. I got Dave Coulier over here, and he doesn't have a bottle of water. Or like I like one guy thinking it's a way bigger deal than it is. Dave Coulier
got a megaphone.
Yeah, he just like walks into a busy restaurant, just expects a table. And stuff. He's the Bob Evans of Spokane. So you're there, and how long? And you do that for how long?
That was probably like 6 months or so.
So not very long at all.
No. No.
And then after that, what do? You're still hanging out in Spokane?
Moved to this area, the Portland area. Lived in Battleground, Washington.
Okay.
For a little while. There I was, and this was for like 6 months as well, a janitor at a Christian elementary school.
You had to have some wonderful stories about this. Any
stories? No, like nothing sexy stories.
Yeah. Well, did I say tell me more about Dave Coulier. Doggone.
No, it was a fine job. You know, you'd go in late at night and just clean up the place. The biggest problem of custodial work, and especially when you're when it's like a place that is high kid traffic, that you go in the middle of the night, you scrub it up real good, and look at it, and it's all sparkling. You're like, yep. Look what I did today.
Doggone, look what I did.
And then you come in the next day and there's poop on the ceiling.
It's just like, and everything smells like old Cheerios and stuff.
Yeah.
I was a janitor for a little bit too at a post office.
Oh.
And that was terrible. That was not fun. I remember because it's owned by the government, why would there be any upkeep on it at all? But I used to have to go around and like clean it and just kind of like after hour, like it would close. Same, probably like you would go in at like what, 6 or 7 o'clock or something like that, probably?
Probably like 11.
Oh, yeah. So I would go in like 6 or 7, clean it up, and then go to my other job and wait tables. This was like the worst part. It was like I was there, and this is back in my hometown, Fort Worth, Texas. I was there, and there was always one other guy that was always there. His name was Rudy, and he was just like this like old guy who was in the Army. And he was like not old, but like in probably late 40s, early 50s. And he was just like, obviously, like, I'm a postal worker. This is what I do now. I have to feed my kids. Like, he's real grumpy. And there was a tornado coming through downtown Fort Worth where the post office was. And I was like, oh, no. And I had to – I was like, it came through, and it literally, like, we got into this. They had like a parcels cage for like, I guess for like stuff that was over, that was insured for over a certain amount of money or stuff like that. And we got in it because it had a top so nothing would fall on our heads if something happened. And we get in there, and I got in there. I was like, oh, this is awful. because there's all these boxes stacked really high, so they're still probably going to fall on.
Was this just you and Rudy?
Yeah, and I was afraid I was going to die. With
for
this.
The night.
No, 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 no. For the, do you know, like, tornadoes are just like...
But, like, tornado watch.
No.
Right? Or tornado
this, alert. This was a tornado. It was a warning. Like, it was like, you get tornado watches all the time in Texas. And I was like, I'm going to die in here with Rudy. Like, just so bummed out. And this guy, there was, like, right when the tornado was coming, we ran for cover, this guy started banging on the back door. And it was hit, this guy and this woman, and they were, like, at this bar called the Barfly across the street. And they were just drunk, and he still had a scotch in his hand. And he was like, hey, what's going on? Can we hang in? And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, total, like, Texas douche dad guy, like press dress shirt. Open down to the middle of his chest in between his pecs, like, you know, rings, just like a real tool.
And that's the number of buttons that were unbuttoned when he left the house.
That's, yeah, he came out ready to party. But they were like, can we hide in here with you guys, or can we come in with you guys? And Rudy was like, yeah, but you got to throw out your drinks. It's like he made them throw out their drinks. I was like, you're such a douche. But they get in there, tornado rolls over fast. The bar across the street is demolished. Like, when I go outside, there's like, it's just not, it's just rubble.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's nobody in it. Everybody else had left. But he got a call on his phone, and he was like, oh, it's my wife. And we were like, oh, dude, you're such a scumbag. You should have been with your wife when things like this happened, not with this lady. She seemed nice. She was sweet. Yeah. But then I was like looking around, there was just garbage everywhere in the middle of the parking lot. And I was like, I'm not cleaning this up. I just quit right then. So you got in there at the Christian school and you are a janitor in Battleground, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Was it everything you dreamed it would be?
And more.
How'd you get that job?
My girlfriend at the time, her mother was like the principal.
The one I'm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, what happened to her? What happened to her?
She's around.
Oh, I just haven't seen her. Did she move out?
She moved away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I haven't seen her. Like, usually, yeah. It's a small town here. Like, you usually run into people every once in a while. That's why. Well, anyway, whatever. You're doing great now. You have a lovely girlfriend now.
Thank you, Shane.
You're welcome. I will be your girlfriend now.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in. we're going to take a quick break. You listen to Help Wanted on X-Ray FM. I'm your host, Shane Torreson. We're here with Stephen Wilbur, and we will be right back.